Komoyawa Tamanui, France, and TNA, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says she's keen to sit down with whichever minister and the new government becomes responsible for Te Ao Rere Kura, the national strategy to eliminate family violence and sexual violence. She says the 25-year strategy introduced during her time as minister is making progress and must be continued. She says the Greens have worked with national governments, starting with the late Jeanette Fitzsimmons convincing National to introduce home insulation funding. Other examples include cycleways and a program to clean up toxic sites, but there are areas where cooperation is unlikely.
The thought of reopening dirty oil exploration, like, that's just harmful for us today and for our mokopuna. You know, where National's policies are at are pretty much completely the opposite. They want to damage the tile, damage the earth, and harm the families who are struggling the most.
Marama Davidson says the Greens are also keen to work with National on climate change policy, which co-leader James Shaw has been leading as minister for the past 6 years. Also, Te Pāti Māori has stepped up its call for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador to also include his American counterpart. It says the United States has poured billions of dollars into Israel's military and the brutal occupation of Palestine will continue as long as they do so. It says the bombing of hospitals, homes and churches, the use of white phosphorus in densely populated areas and cutting off wood, water and medical supplies from the civilian population is not self-defense. Te Pāti Māori are calling on the government to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, recognize the state of Palestine and demand an end the occupation, the blockade and the continued confiscation of Palestinian land. And lastly, a Hamilton funeral director says bad debts are an increasing problem and whānau need to discuss options before their loved one dies. Carla Turner owns four Simplicity homes in Kirikirirua and Tauranga, including two with a kaupapa Māori focus. She brought in a $3,000 deposit a couple of years ago, but increasing numbers of whānau are having difficulty meeting the final cost, which can range from $6,200 for a simple cremation to $11,000 if relocating the deceased is required. She says Simplicity covers all of the North Island and all religions and ethnicities, and the payment problem is not just with Māori.
Generally for Māori, it's, you know, everybody comes together and they help with koha and they help with whānau to be able to pay their bills, and a lot of it is just, I think, maybe not getting to where it's supposed to go. It's an issue out there for all funeral homes, and I've had been contacted by other funeral homes that are in exactly the same process.
Carla Turner says her funeral homes encourage whānau to take over part of the process, such as providing their own caskets and transporting the tūpapaku to keep costs down. And that's your Wātea English News.